Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Basil Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man.
This has got a little bit of a weird setup we've got here. We've got some technology issues. Surprise, surprise, it's COVID time. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of just going back and forth on in the studio and trying to figure this out. So I'm actually disoriented. I'm actually disoriented on this. It's normally not like this, so it's going to be an interesting show today.
Well, it will be an interesting show once we get over all the technical hurdles. But we've got a terrific guest today. You know, we talk to a lot of people about markets, and the word that gets often used is surprised. Surprised by how quickly things fell. Was surprised by the pandemic. I'm surprised by how quickly things have come back. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And I think David Fingold, a recurring guest on the show, has got some interesting insights that might take away some of that surprise.
Well, you want to talk about surprises?
Mm.
Let's talk about what came out of the Senate committee this week.
Okay. You're talking about the universal basic income
conversation? The universal basic income conversation, yes. So the Senate committee recommended it that Canada should look at a universal basic income. And I think this is going to cause a lot of debate, a lot of conversation. Our team at the economics group at CIBC has put some verbiage around things to consider or think about, but I wanted to get your take on it. What are your thoughts of this UBI? And let's kind of go through some of the things that's what we're hearing from listeners of the show.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get contentious, clearly, if your take on the universal basic income, we'll call it the UBI going forward, is about keeping people at home, disincenting them to work, right? If that's the mindset of what this is, you can see how that's going to resonate with different groups, some positively, some negatively. If the intent of the UBI, Faisal, is to replace other programs because we've got a changing economy, the gig workers, as an example, right, sometimes fall between the cracks in the traditional support mechanisms. Is it to replace all of those and clean it up? Well, maybe that's a different outcome, and I could go on. The point is that there's going to be there should be an awful lot of debate about what this looks like, what a basic level of income should be. As a Canadian, how do we feel about that? Are there strings attached to it? One of the conversations, or many of the conversations I've had, is if somebody's receiving this, should they be required to be re-educating themselves on something and
retraining?
Yeah. Whatever. So this is going to be a very active debate. One that I encourage. I don't think this is about supporting people that don't want to work, to disincent people to work. I don't think that's the intention. Could there be some people that fall into that? There could be. But I think that there is something here to help basic Canadians have a survivable, livable wage, support a family, and we can create incentives to work, to increase productivity in this country.
You're so optimistic, Mr. Popowich.
I'm trying my best, buddy.
You know, the thing with that optimism I love. The question that I have is, do we have the right makeup of government? We have a minority government right now. So will this be addressed this year? Probably not because of the pandemic, but it has to be tabled. And the $2,000 a month CERB that people got are receiving, I think, is the line that's going to be talked about. Is $2,000 the right number? Yep. Is it per person? Is it per adult? What is it?
Right.
Like, and those, what I'm hearing from our listeners is, why? We have an EI program. We have child tax benefits. We have a welfare system. Why give them a guaranteed source of income? Some of these programs like EI run out after a certain period of time, so you're motivated to do something. And so our listeners are saying, I never had this program. Why should we have this program going forward just because of the pandemic? When we get back to what's called a new normal, maybe we should just go back to normal.
And listen, I think that is going to be the crux of the debate. And so I'm not saying I want a program in place to disincent people to work. That is exactly the opposite of what I want. I have riffed before on this show about raising the productivity of Canadians, right? We lag in this area. There is an opportunity as a country to continue to re-educate, retrain, and increase it. Now, there's always been programs, but for a very long time, there's been programs in place, Social Security, welfare systems, and so on and so forth. And again, is this a replacement of those? Is it an add-on to those? These are all really important questions that we need to get to the bottom of. And we're going to have the conversation, is my opinion. I think this is coming. We're going to have it. So I encourage everybody to start thinking about what's the outcome? What do we want this to actually do as a society? And that's ultimately what we have to vote for, and we have to educate ourselves on and those around us to get the best outcome as a country.
You know, when you talk about retraining and educating, whose responsibility is it? Is it the citizens of this country's responsibility to educate and retrain the individual, meaning they have to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the individual, meaning they have to realize that, you know, their job or their former job or employment is not going to be there anymore, and so they got to retrain themselves and find out what they want to do and go through that journey themselves? Or is it business? Is it big business or corporations that need to say, I need this certain skill set. It's not available easily in the market. I'm willing to train the individual. Whose responsibility is it to train and retrain? There's going to be a lot of jobs lost in this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of businesses shut down. There's going to be industries that are going to be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be some retraining.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Whose responsibility do you think it is?
Question is, does it have to be one or the other, or can it be all? Is there a joint role to play in all of those things? And I think it to some extent, it starts with, again, the debate around what's the purpose? What are we trying to accomplish from this? And I'm pretty distinctly Canadian in this respect, so I think that everybody has a role to play, but ultimately an individual is the one that has to step up, right? They're the one that has to receive this new information and retrain, develop new skills, re-educate, so on and so forth. But I think there's a role for everybody to play here. Taxes are going to be an issue. I can just hear people on the other end of the line right now screaming about my taxes are going up. Is it a replacement? Is it new money? Don't know. Those are all important aspects to the debate. What I'm encouraging right now is, knowing that this has been tabled, we can't shy away from it now. No matter your position, you've got to educate yourself about this, and we need to now have a very active dialogue to get the very best outcome that we can as a country.
Great, great points. And I think, you know, we would like to encourage all of you listeners to reach out to not only us about your thoughts, but also to your member of parliament. I think this is going to get to that level sooner or later.
Yes.
And we might as well have these conversations now and get ahead of the curve. And speaking of getting ahead of the curve, how do you outperform in a portfolio? Well, we've got a great guest coming up after break, talking about how he beat the market already. You know, we've seen some negative numbers in the market, both sides of the border.
Indexes, yeah.
He's crushing it. How's he doing it? What's his secret sauce? That's going to be a great piece. And how do you actually bulletproof your retirement? You know, we've got a webinar coming up on Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stick around after the break, because we are going to talk to a portfolio manager about the discipline he's using to just crush the indexes. That after the break, here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.